radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Of course, what's important is looking forward, and the administration and all of us are focused on where else can we reduce costs for families, even as we try to bring down the deficit and help to reduce inflation on the fiscal policy side. The United States is in a better position than any other country in the world right now. If we make these right policy choices, it will matter. It will make a difference. It will bring prices down more quickly and give us a better chance to drive that transition effectively.
The transition effectively, they're still tar. That's Brian Deese, one of his chief economic advisors. They're still trying to drive this climate agenda. 80% of the country, the world, is driven by fossil fuels. They tried it in Europe. They have windmills and solar panels. You know what they want? They want the solar panels out of the countryside. They don't like the look. Europe was supposedly ahead of us and got us into this Paris climate change crap. And now we're not drilling. We're not using. We're not fracking like we should. We're not refining like we're capable. And now we're still pushing towards green energy, even though everybody is suffering and the average American is feeling the pinch. Janice Dean is an above average American, but knows what it's like me, to be paycheck to paycheck and that type of budget. Mm-hmm. When the gas goes up, when rents go up, it matters. Mm-hmm. And they seem to be oblivious. They keep talking about green energy.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they have a message right now. I think they're trying to get away from the things that Americans really care about and trying to sort of like, here's the shiny object over here, climate change.
Well, I don't know. I think that's really what they're driven by. It's like their only focus. I just...
It's important. Listen, I cover weather. I think it's important that we have to, protect the environment for our kids' future. Do I think it's the most pressing thing right now? Fox News alert. No, there are other things that Americans are really worried about, and that is putting food on the table and driving their cars.
And Janice is here for one reason. She likes me. She likes Allison and kind of likes Eric. But also, you have an announcement. Today is the day. The day for what? The day for what?
The Janice Dean podcast.
At 1 o'clock
You'll
Eastern
have to
time.
Pinch me. I can't believe it.
Right.
Almost 20 years now.
Right.
And I believe all of this happened because of you.
Why?
Because I've been doing the Dean's List now for several years, that good news story. It's a minute long. It's on Fox News Radio. A lot of our affiliates also download it and put it on their shows.
You hear it on Channel 115 on Sirius. Right?
I love it, yes. And so there are good news stories, and you were the one that said, the Dean's List needs to be a podcast. And so all of a sudden, I get a phone call from the bosses saying, we're going to give you a podcast. And I was like, that's because of Brian Kilmeade.
Right. And did you actually say that or you think it?
I was thinking it at the time, but I announced it on Fox and Friends this morning.
Yeah, right. But that's
it. I put it out there. And then I put it on social media. You are the reason why I'm here today.
Well.
It's true.
Right. You mean here in this studio, but not on the planet.
I mean, you helped me with my career. There's no doubt about that. Yes.
So, yeah. So
you've
the
been
Dean's
enthusiastic
list,
about the Dean's
and
List.
And it's sincere because I think it's going to be great. And you are a very good interviewer. And this is the skills you have not used as much because you're always telling us about the weather.
Right. Well, it's
right?
something that I've
or
always
you're being
loved.
Interviewed.
Right. And my career started in radio.
Right.
And back then I did interviews and on Fox and Friends, I get to go out and do fun stuff like the Kentucky Derby and the Westminster Dog Show. So I've honed those skills there. And why not? It's a perfect match to go from Fox and Friends and all of the great things that I've done there and do a podcast. And I thought, who was the person the most enthusiastic about the Dean's List? And that was you. And the other reason why is when I watch you on Fox and Friends, I love the little tiny moments that you give us, the little nuggets of life outside of Fox. And you don't do that enough. So I thought, maybe I'm going to try to pull that side out of you. And I think I did a pretty good job.
It's in your podcast today.
It is.
People have to be their own judge.
That's true. And you can rate it. So I highly recommend 5 stars.
Right. Here is a clip of what you can expect when Janice Dean interviews me, but more importantly, as she starts her podcast season. I can't even buy a hose right. Over the weekend, I had to buy a hose for my back because it leaks.
Right.
And realize you got to buy a new hose.
But I'm can't you patch it?
No, because it's right where the spout and the hose meet.
Okay.
It's a male-female thing. You just screw it on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I want to get a pocket hose because they've made it better. I did not know they were working on the pocket hose.
What's a pocket hose?
A pocket hose is a small one, not made out of traditional rubber.
Okay.
It's small in cloth.
Does it still work well?
Well, that's the problem.
Okay. Are they a sponsor on the Brian Kilmeade Show?
Hopefully soon, except for the one I bought.
Right.
Didn't work.
So what happens?
It just streamed out. I mean, as much was going through the hose as was going out the sides.
Right.
So I'm saying to myself, I went to go buy a hose.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
It's really unbelievable.
Right.
That's the clip that we're airing. It's
Allison,
important.
Why did you pick out the pocket hose clip?
Because obviously they want you to be a sponsor.
Right. Well, it's true. It was a leak in the pocket hose.
It started off our conversation,
yes.
Right? It eased you into it. I can trust her. I'm going to tell her about my problems with garden issues. And we started with the pocket hose. We never resolved the issue. But did you resolve the issue?
My wife did. But it turns out she got...
See, of course she did.
So what happened is we both went hose shopping together. It's very romantic.
Mm.
And because she never would have believed, she wanted a spiral hose.
Okay.
The one that, like an accordion that rolls up itself.
I didn't know there were this many hoses you could choose.
It's unbelievable. So we go to Ace, no go. Then we go to Home Depot, no go. Now, if I had come home, gone to both places, know what she would have said. You didn't look in the right place.
Right.
They have them. You just didn't find them.
Was there an internet conversation about this, like going on, or do you have to actually see the hose when you go in there?
No, I'm a touchy-feely person. And I go in there, and no spiral hose, so I get the pocket hose, as advertised on TV, and I didn't touch it. I just screwed it on. And all of a sudden, a couple of days later, I turn it on. It's everywhere.
Right, which we covered.
So I take it off, and my wife comes walking in with the spiral hose, and she put it on herself.
And how was the spiral hose?
And the pocket hose is just laying there dead on my porch.
This is not
so
good.
I just sitting there like
you never returned it.
Yeah, I am gonna.
Okay.
Because I should be able to, but I took it on. I bought it and threw out the container, thinking it worked.
That is your first wrong
Big
move.
Right.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever throw out the packaging because there is going to be a time like now when you have to return it. They're not going to take that pocket hose back.
How much you want to bet they do? How much you want to bet? I bet you Home Depot takes it back.
Well, they have to now because it's now on the radio.
No, they don't listen to the radio. They're busy. They're writing their name in marker on their apron. So
come on. You can't diss Home Depot.
No, I love Home Depot. I love – plus the CEO of Home Depot, Bob Nardelli, comes on all the time. Ken Langone comes on all the time.
Okay, then you are definitely going to get a return on the pocket.
I'm not going to drop their name, though. I'm going in. I'm going to dress like a civilian. I'm not going to wear makeup. I'm not gonna have my earpiece hanging off.
What you do, right?
Right.
You do that. You go in dressed as Brian Kilmeade.
I'm sorry, I was doing a live shot out front. My hose is busted.
So you're wearing a ball cap.
Right.
And you're gonna go. So the moral
the
of the story
is listen to your podcast.
The moral of the story
is so much better than the hose.
Dawn
story.
Is awesome.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what? Do you think Dawn would come on my podcast?
Nope.
Why not?
She does not know you're inviting her. And you do not have my home number.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Next on the Dean's List.
All right. So
Dawn Kilmeade.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
I did have something to talk to you about.
Okay.
You have gotten you've gotten blitzed and you've gotten the speed school of New York politics.
Yes.
So today there was a story that I pulled for you. The GOP is very angry at Nick Langworthy because he's continuing to run as a congressman at the same time ahead of the New York GOP. How is Lee Zeldin and others going to be trying to buck the odds where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 if this guy's going to run for a seat and the party?
Well, I hear your voice on this. You're not happy with this idea.
Well, to me, I want to see Lee Zeldin win.
I think he needs help. I mean, listen, if there's ever a time for a Republican to be a governor in New York, this might be it.
Yes.
So he does need some assistance. So I would say that Nick probably should drop all of the side jobs and help Lee. That's just my opinion.
You don't need to. I mean, come on.
Listen,
just give it up. Just if you want to run Congress, fine. Get next person up.
Mm-hmm. Well, can't we get Nick on the phone and try to persuade him to, drop the side gig?
I'm busy. I mean, How many people you want me calling in the breaks? I mean, I gotta do that. So Lee Zeldin, somebody who emerged with the nomination, will the rest of the field coalesce around him? The Rob Astorinos, the Giuliani
faction. I
think
that's already happening.
Do you believe it is?
I do. I do.
Harry
they have
Wilson.
To. I don't know about Harry Wilson. There wasn't great blood there, but he did issue a tweet congratulating him. So right. I think you have to, right? This is the guy, so they have to put all of their eggs in that basket. The good, the bad, and ugly. And if there's ever a chance for a Republican, I think it's now. I think Kathy Hochul has just, she's Andrew Cuomo 2.0.
And you didn't originally feel that way.
I wanted to like her. I was going to give her a chance. When she sat with grieving families and told us that she was sorry, she was going to be transparent, she was going to help get to the bottom of what happened in the nursing homes, I believed her. I wanted to believe her. And honestly, Brian, if she had done half of the things that she said she was going to do, I might have voted for her. Really.
Right.
Because to me, it's not about party. I mean, I voted for both sides in my lifetime living in the United States. I want to see somebody look me in the eye and say what they're going to do and do that. Ron Kim and I are very good friends. He's a Democrat.
Right.
And I would vote for him just because I think he believes in the reason why he's a lawmaker and in government
right.
is to help people.
Right. You can't spend everybody's money. You can't force out horrible rich people, and you need to crack down on crime.
There has to be accountability.
Yeah. I mean, what is going on with the criminal justice system?
Right.
It's the same people committing these crimes over and over again. Who is that helping?
This is
How
what,
could you not run on that?
And this is what people care about. These are the things that people care about. They want to be safe. They want to take care of their family. They want to put food on the table. And so far, you know, all these other issues should be background.
Do you fear that Governor Cuomo is going to try to come back at some point?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think so right now. I he's been very quiet lately, which scares me a little bit, because he's the type of guy that wants to be in the spotlight regardless. And for a while, there were rumors that he was going to come back and try to run as an independent, which actually would have helped Lee Zeldin the most, right? Because he would have completely
taking
divided
Democrat.
His party. But listen, the guy is a tremendous narcissist, so he's going to try to come back in some form or another.
So, and that'll be bad news for New York.
If he's going to be trying to do something for New York, but listen, there are a lot of investigations still underway. I have to believe that something's going to stick and something's going to happen with him.
Do you miss Chris Cuomo in the air?
He's supposed to come back.
Right. That's
have
what he keeps
that?
Saying. Yeah.
I think it might happen.
And do you know where?
I might.
You want to tell us?
There's rumors that News Nation is going to hire him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Allison, will you be? You've heard that too?
No,
she hasn't. Okay, because you were nodding along.
That's a rumor. I did see it sort of on the interweb, so that's why I'm telling you now. Listen, I have a problem with Andrew Cuomo. I had a problem with Chris Cuomo helping Andrew Cuomo, but I also see the other side of it of a brother trying to help his brother.
But didn't he say stuff about you?
Yeah, he called me a weather. Can I say that on this air? Call me a weather bitch, apparently.
Right.
And I'm still trying to find those texts. I've foiled for them, actually. So hopefully I'll know in the next few weeks and I'll have proof that that happened.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
See, you became very tight-lipped a little bit during this New York State conversation.
Listen, I have to be a little bit careful.
But you should. That's true. But, I mean, on your podcast, if you really got to know New York State. So that's become an area of your expertise. You should really jump on that.
You think so? Well, what should I do next?
Well, I don't really know much about the inner workings of New York State. I know who's in power. Democrats in almost every way, shape, or turn.
Well, that's what happens when you become an advocate. When you become someone who wants to change something that has happened to your family, you learn real quick who the players are and who you need to talk to. And you also learn who the people are that are going to help you and
right.
who aren't.
And you don't really care about Democrat or Republican. It's who sees
I
right
don't.
And wrong.
I don't. It really and it's not about politics when it comes to the deaths of 15,000 seniors. It's about right or wrong.
Right.
So are you going to write this, or are you going to continue to ignore it? And right now, Kathy Hochul continues to ignore it.
And the other thing to keep in mind, because Governor Murphy is not exonerated from this.
He's not, and he just
Governor
became,
Whitmer, too.
No, and so if we continue to beat the drums, which we are going to continue to do, I believe we're going to have a rally in the next couple of weeks, which I'll tell you about when that happens. But if we open the floodgates of an investigation into what happened in nursing homes in New York, that in turn will also hopefully spur news stories and maybe lawsuits in New Jersey and Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Right. And lastly, I took my tie off for radio. Was it a good move?
You know what? I noticed that there was more of a casual look for you. Is this the first time that you've done that? Do you feel a little weird?
I feel good, but the way you're not jumping to say I look better without a tie.
You always look good, Brian.
She's not happy with that.
Listen, I can't wait for people to hear you.
1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock Eastern. It's not just about the pocket hose. We dig deep. We dig deep.
We promise.
Right, Allison? Did I get him?
It was fantastic. I highly recommend everyone listen at 1 o'clock today.
All right. Thank you, Janestine.
Anytime,
wherever
my
you get your podcast.
Yes. You can get it at, Apple, and then there's Spotify, but
right.
Also FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Back in a moment.
What's a pocket hose?
A pocket hose is a small one not made out of traditional rubber.
Does it still work well?
Well, that's the problem.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.